Nerd Soul.
Yeah, late LK at one y'all still holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, with another wonderful episode of That's Right. We are chilling with On Screen. We have an awesome guest, proprietor. Business mogul, entrepreneur. You may know him for Forbes 30 Under 30. You may also know him. a little over 30.
A lot.
You may also know him from appearances in such movies as Transformers.
Right.
Bad Boys for Life.
The president's head is missing.
All kinds of
flash murderer. Yeah.
Jason Reeves, y'all.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? How y'all living in this quarantine era?
That's right, the corona timeline, boy.
Right.
And real quick before we get started, guys, don't sleep. Right now, you can get your hands on Changa and the Jade Obelisk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sword and Soul.
Right, right.
133 Art. MB Media.
133 Art. Mm-hmm.
And I know you got something else.
We got a ton of stuff, man.
Here comes somebody with his own books.
There we go. Another one. That's 30 under 30 right there.
He got his own little books.
Poking a little puppy. All right, there you go. There you go. Look, he's showing them off too.
Yeah. Look. I thank you. Thank you for your service.
Spotlight hole.
Oh, I tell you, boy.
I like the at little kid nerd and nerd. So like when you was doing it, he was doing it up there. That was fun. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
So also you have books such as Retcon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's hot in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
We just started a distribution company.
That's
the big thing. Yeah. Big Distro.
Yeah, that's right.
Stands for Black Indie Comics Distribution. Big Distro for short. And we focus on our community's comics, and we're building a network to send those comics out into the world, to comic shops, bookstores, hopefully barbershops, beauty salons, anything, you know, where Black folk and our audience frequent. So, you know, trying to do the
Shouts to Amalgam for picking up the first order.
Yes, thank you.
Big shouts.
That's our... You know,
out there in Philly,
Black people helping Black people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Let the dollar circulate.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Nah. So, much gratitude to Aria. That was really cool of her.
So, with that said, we got some other Black folks to talk about.
Okay.
Mr. Jamie Foxx.
Jay Foxx. Yeah.
That's right. This is Jamie Foxx. So, and I can't remember the young lady's name, but the new movie coming to Netflix.
It's looking Dominique Fishback, looks like.
Dominique Fishback, yeah.
Yeah. It's looking good.
It's cool because we have this premise, which is, let me know if I'm wrong. I'll go out on this before we get into the trailer. The premise seems to be limitless and inhumans put into one.
Why inhumans though? Like what?
Because you know, inhumans they have the Terrigen Mist. You don't know what you're going to get, and you might end up dead.
So it's like,
it's like, look, you don't know what you're going to get, and you might die. But go ahead and try this pill out.
I agree with that. I thought it was a little, it's almost a little twist, a superhero twist on the typical black we selling drugs type movie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we hustlers kind of thing. But also at throwing in there a little bit of cop, you know, trying to stop the drug kingpin, and throwing in a little there. Jamie Foxx says something like, "They got my daughter." You know what I'm saying?
They got my daughter.
So he's sort of playing his character from that movie Sleepless a little bit.
Oh yeah, Sleepless, yeah. Which was pretty cool. I wasn't mad at Sleepless. It was a decent little film.
It was a little goofy, but I enjoyed myself.
Yo, the way all I'm saying is, they take your son, and this is on Gabrielle Union's part. Uh-huh. If you know about this, and you just going to chill at the hospital, like...
She didn't know. He ain't tell her, like, the whole time.
I thought he told her. I thought he told her earlier.
He never told her. Because
I saw her at the screening, so I've forgotten a lot. But I thought he told her.
When she find out, you can't do my girl Gabby like that. When she found out...
I thought she was just like...
When she found out, she got in the Forerunner and went straight there.
You're right. You know what? She did. Yeah. So... Yeah. Gabrielle Union, I retract my previous statement.
She down for her kids, boy. What you talking about?
You love your kids.
my thing about that, I was like, why are they still in the casino? Like, how long are you going to take these dudes to get out the casino? Like, dude, really? Leave. Y'all still in there? All right, just leave. Just walk out.
So,
get your kids, walk out.
Just bounce.
Right.
But Project Power, I was worried because I was like, hold up, what's this? But I will give it to Netflix. When it comes to the action stuff, been pretty solid as of late. And this trailer looks like it's up to par with anything else we'd see on the big screen. So Netflix is now moving to this point where we don't just do like you're in one room dramas, like, right? You know, Marriage Story or something like that. Like we're moving into like, yo, we got a little cheese. You know what I'm saying? You saw Six Underground. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You saw Extraction. You saw The Old Guard, and now this is like, okay. I ain't trying to have a little money. Seeing Jamie Foxx with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, not really mad at it. I was okay. I was like, nice little team up.
Yeah, it may not have happened in typical Hollywood, right?
True.
I like this new summer blockbuster phase of Netflix. Like
Netflix is out here winning in these streets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was talking to my homie today, and I was like, I was talking to Rashad, you know Rashad. And I was talking to him today, and I was like, yo, I mean, if you remember all those years ago when Blockbuster like laughed Reed Hastings out of the building, you know what I'm saying? And now he is murdering the game right now. Like,
Netflix, there's nobody messing with Netflix.
Yeah. Nobody messing. I mean, people talk about Disney Plus, you know, that's the Netflix killer.
But Disney Plus is so niche, so it's not, Disney Plus is not the same as Netflix.
Not at all.
Disney Plus is essentially the Disney store, but just for video.
It's streaming Netflix
is more like Target.
Right. Target gets new products. Right? I mean, the issue with Disney Plus, I think, is there's only so much Gargoyles and Darkwing Duck you can consume before you're like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Well, like,
let's also remember, they haven't gotten all their production up underway yet, to their credit, they haven't gotten all their Star Wars stuff up underway, their Marvel stuff, and their Marvel stuff has now been pushed because of coronavirus.
But it's still only Marvel, and I imagine for the most part, only Star Wars, right? Again, there's only Pixar. So much of that, but... And I when movies open back up, we got to go to the movies to see Pixar. They're not gonna do like Pixar straight to Disney Plus, like.
But they'll probably have series that they'll have like Pixar take over. Like Disney Plus was a smart move for Disney. Like it was probably. I mean, think about it. They're only charging you like half of what Netflix charges.
For now.
And they're in control of all of their product, and you can go as far back as you want, or as far forward as you want. And in that, they can create their own content that they ain't got to go through nobody else for.
I don't know how
just kind of like HBO Max, which is, for me, I think it'd be, for me, I think it'd be, it's smart seeing that.
I think smart is a strong word. I think it was. Really? Yeah, I think it was. I mean, they've always had control of all their content for the most part. So they could have done this a long time ago. I think they were forced into this situation, right? Like, because of Netflix and all the streaming wars going on. I think it was cool, you know, like, it was cool of them to do that. But if they didn't, then what else were they going to do? Right, like,
true.
It's not like they're innovators of this, is what I'm saying. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, no, like, not saying that. I'm just saying, like, when it comes to Disney, like, you know, you have the Disney store.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do this?
Yeah,
For
it's the next
what they got. I ain't going front. You saw the little guy in here. We on our like second or third run of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Like, I ain't going front. We like on our second run of Proud Family. And honestly, kind of not mad at it. And then also all of the Star Wars stuff, all of the Marvel stuff. And then I watched 101 Dalmatians like last week. Like, I ain't going front. Some of the classic stuff, when you look at, you're like, man, they were ahead of the game. And then of course all the Pixar stuff. I watched Incredibles 2 like Sunday. So I'm getting a lot of burn out of it personally.
But I'm not getting that much burn out of it.
At the same time, I enjoy it. So I know there's people that are like, I don't care, but I'm just like, yo, I'm actually getting a lot of burn out of this.
I was excited to go back and watch. I was excited to go back and watch Gargoyles because in my mind, smart guy, of course. I was excited to go back and watch Gargoyles, and it was like, I was like, yo, it's gonna be, you know, the second run. I never got to see the entire thing. And halfway through, you know, three quarters through the second season, I was like, okay, I get it. You know, like, I get it. And I have been going back and doing, like, my Marvel up to Infinity War run. But it's been slow going, man. Like, I don't know.
But
I like,
remember, they started prematurely because of all the rights issues. Mm-hmm. But if coronavirus had not happened, we'd have two new Marvel series by now, right? I think two new Marvel series by now.
Mm-hmm.
We know Mandalorian's coming back again in the fall. Right. And they're starting to do those kind of like straight-to-video films, kind of like DC does for Star Wars, which I said Star Wars should have been doing like 10, 15 years ago.
Exactly.
But now they're starting to do that.
So, but that's my point. They're only doing that.
Like, kind of like CBS is about to start generating a lot of Star Trek stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the one thing, you know what I'm saying? Again, like, Netflix has sort of like, they're beating them because Netflix has dots.
My argument is, I don't think Disney is trying to compete with Netflix. I
think
Disney
that.
Is just trying to own and get all the money for themselves, but not particularly be Netflix.
That's competition. They're trying to beat Netflix. They're not trying to be Netflix.
I don't know. Because to me, at least for me on the outside looking in, Disney Plus is the Disney store. Like, I can't buy Disney store stuff from JCPenney or Macy's or whatever. You know, and then Netflix is like JCPenney or Macy's, where you can get everything, except you can't get no Disney stuff. You ain't going to get no Disney stuff there.
Still better.
You ain't gonna get still no Disney stuff there.
Still a better proposition. Well, I'm gonna say is this.
On the Disney store. Let's not front like Netflix don't have trash up there.
I mean, yeah, but
I be seeing 91% match on stuff that be straight doo-doo, son.
All the good stuff outweighs it. But all I'm gonna say is this. The reason why I rock with Netflix over Disney is because you're not gonna get old guard on Disney. You're just not gonna get it.
They're gonna put that on Hulu. They're gonna put that on Hulu.
And then nobody's gonna watch it.
Which makes sense, because I was like, I wondered why they own, I was like, what do they need to own Hulu for? And I was like,
Because adults, because adults want to watch.
When they put FX on there, I was like, all the stuff from FX, all of the stuff like Tyrant, which is a great show, which I'm probably going to go back and watch again. Legion, which is another great show.
Right.
You know, any of those shows, you can roll to Hulu and get your adult.
But that's my point. Netflix is a one-stop shop. You don't have to roll to nothing to get Stranger Things and then watch, you know, like my son is on like True in the Rainbow Kingdom or whatever. Like, bam, bam. And then bam, right back to Extraction.
But Netflix also doesn't have like 70 years of only pinning itself as a family company. Let's be real, it's not the same, but
the market has changed too, so being a family only company doesn't really matter anymore in the way it did back in the day, right? So yeah,
if Papa John's started trying to make hamburgers tomorrow, people would be like,
I mean, they tried to sell racism real quick. And that, you know, I guess that worked to varying results.
a little bit. Because they fired him. Site didn't fire him. But then they were like, all right, cool, we're going to really fire him.
And then he's like, but I created this. I can't very well fire myself. Wears monocle.
that was his problem. He went public. Once he became a publicly traded company,
right?
That's when they were like,
he's beholden to the shareholders.
They said, yeah, too many black people order pizza.
We got to stop these blacks from ordering their pizza. They're eating all the pepperonis.
Especially when, you know, it's not like there isn't competition out there. Now, there's varying degrees of competition. And it's not like Little Caesars is going to be taking that money.
You mean that ketchup pizza?
That cardboard pizza?
Straight ketchup. Ketchup and Kraft singles.
Man, Little Caesars is the most humble. Like, yo, if somebody orders Little Caesars, you know, it's like, that's when you got to put your hand on their shoulder like, yo, man, you all
right? Right. You leaving a party if Little Caesars is there. You like,
Little Caesars shows up. It's like, yo, is everybody good in here?
I feel like Little Caesars is almost reverse racism. Do black people even order that? Like, I see Little Caesars and I get upset. Like,
is this a kid's party?
I remember I got this is diverse, but my youngest sister, you know, she came up to Cali a while back, and she was like, she was like, let's get some pizza. I was like, oh, cool, yeah, we got some nice spots out here, right? She was like, oh no, they got a Little Caesars right there. I was like, are you serious right now?
Hold up, but where does she live? Because there might not be a lot of outlets.
Well, she live in New Orleans, but I'm just saying, like,
oh, that's a big city. There's gotta be examples of a good
pizza. There's something down there. Like, you can't. She's like, no, they got the pretzel crust. I was like, what? I was appalled. I was like, Little Caesars. Preposterous, ma'am.
If you don't get that cardboard pizza up out my face.
And I said, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going in there. And she walked in and got her some pretzel pizza and came back out. She's like, ooh, it's good. I was like, you good? That's cool. Eat.
Cool. I'm going to order from an adult pizza place. Little Caesars exists for two reasons.
Uh-huh.
Pizza parties for kids under like 10 and broke college students.
Right.
That's it.
Right. It's ghetto. It's ghetto, sir.
It's just sadness wrapped in a pizza box.
It is. It's like depression pizza.
it's like you see that if you go somewhere and you see Little Caesar's pizza, you're like, ah, man.
Right. It reminds you of like, it's like Sarah McLachlan should do a commercial for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
snap.
Sad dog, man. Pizza.
Man, they need that UNICEF. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yo. They need AIDS.
Like, yo, guys, I'm sorry. Now, okay. I know we came here to talk about Project
Right,
Power.
Right, we going there on Little Caesars.
But look, I'm just letting you know. Look, if you order in Little Caesars, stop.
Somebody's judging
unless your kid's having a sleepover and you don't want to order all the good stuff, the good expensive stuff.
Right.
Because I also understand that. I'm not going. Like there's a spot called Bottoms Up in Richmond, Virginia. Really great pizza. Top quality ingredients. All that. I ain't spending all that on your little six-year-old self. No, but you won't get this Little Caesars.
But you can get DiGiorno's, man.
All right, DiGiorno. All right.
Get some DiGiorno's. Some Red Baron for them kids, man.
Oh, not the Red. Oh, no. Hold up. What y'all know about that Totino's, though?
Oh. Look. Totino's is clearly poor people pizza, but...
Totino's is that struggle.
But if you take that Totino's and you put it on the... If you put it inside of a pan and let that bottom crisp up, you know what I'm saying? That's some real pizza right there after that, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
throw
man.
You a couple pieces of ham on it with a little extra mozzarella on there from the fridge, you know what I'm saying? Let that bottom crisp up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let it crisp up. But so, that's better than Little Caesars.
Man,
I eat that before Little Caesars.
Look, man.
I don't know what's worse. School cafeteria pizza. Or Little Caesars. I don't know. I think I'd rather eat in the school cafeteria.
Man, that rectangle pizza or Totino's or Little Caesars. Man, that rectangle pizza that fit like right in the slot.
Ooh.
And be like, I used to be like, what is this? It's like a sheet of pizza. Like, this is not.
Literally. Plain. It's like Snowpiercer.
It just rolls it out.
Right.
They just roll it out.
Snowpiercer pizza.
Oh man.
We're supposed to be talking about Jamie Foxx.
With that said, Jamie Foxx has a movie called Project Power.
Right.
And in said movie, not only are we talking about a limitless situation where you know, say you get a pill, you get something,
right.
You get powers.
Right.
And trailer looks dope. I'm glad to see the action. Jamie still kind of sells it. I know he's getting up there a little bit, but he still
he don't look it.
Nah, he don't look crusty. You know what I'm saying? Right. He looking good. And once again, Netflix, like you said, is holding down the blockbuster. I'm kind of excited for where this might go, because if it opens up another world, Netflix could be sitting on like 3 or 4 franchises on the low.
Oh God, they already sitting on Stranger Things, even though that's a show.
Oh yeah, but it's still a franchise. So Stranger Things,
right.
Oh God, Six Underground. Extraction, and then this one.
Right.
Think
about this. They have the rights to the Millerverse, and they haven't done anything yet.
They haven't. Yeah, they made a comic book, and I think that was it.
Right. But with the quality of these last few, imagine what the Millerverse is going to look like with what they've learned. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like how they learned to manipulate that budget, and if they're going to keep throwing like. Strong black leads and black directors, you know what I'm saying, into that mix, because I believe that the director of Old Guard really opened it up, you know. I mean, I know Greg Rucka came in with the screenplay and he added some stuff to his stuff to make it even better. But I feel like the direction of that young lady was spot on.
And
right?
Especially because film is more of a director's medium. So,
that
joint came through. So, with this, I'm loving the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm sold because I'm an action guy. It has the powers in there. So, we got some sci-fi-ish.
I like the twisting of the pill.
Yeah,
you see inside the pill and it's like little fragments of power or whatever like that. That's a really good visual.
Come on. I know you got your powers. Come on.
There he is.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? He ready. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where I'm like, yo, It's a simple thing to be like, oh, Limitless and Inhumans. Mm-hmm. But the 5-minute time limit, that throws right. like another wrinkle in it. They're trying to stabilize the drug.
Right.
Which I think is something that's else that's cool. We don't know what's going on with his daughter. Because he was talking about where you get the formula. So we don't know about that.
I like my girl. She like hustling it. You know what I'm saying? She like, yeah, yo, I got the power pill, baby. You know, come holler at your girl. Like,
she was like, one thing they ain't telling you is you could die from this.
right.
She was you ain't heard it from me though.
For me, it's even though, you know, I recently watched Sleepless, I feel like it's been a while since Jamie Foxx has been like action hero Jamie. And something about action hero Will, action hero Jamie, you know what I'm saying, action hero Denzel, whenever I see that, I like light up. You know what I'm saying? Like those are the black heroes of cinema. So I'd be like, I wanna see them do movies like this. And I don't know, I don't think Jamie's ever done anything superhero-esque. Maybe that Robin Hood movie, but I haven't seen that.
No, I haven't seen the Robin Hood movie, mm-hmm. but I don't think so.
But also, it's
so important. This might be something brand new for him. So.
Right, and it's important to have him in the lead, I feel like. Like, I feel like people don't use Jamie for the lead a lot anymore either. And that, when I saw that, I was like, yo, that's what's up.
Yeah,
and
Jamie's got skills.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt a lot. And the newcomer, what's her name? Dominique Fishback. She's looking kind of good in that movie. Like she's gonna do something. Like, it's gonna be very interesting to see her twist that pill, and
see if she ever uses or not. And also the idea of, you don't know what power you're gonna get.
Exactly.
So you might get something that's just like kind of mundane, right? Or you might get something that's sweet.
If they're smart, then there'll be creative ways that the people use the abilities in the 5 minutes. Like, if they're smart, that's in the script, right? Like, I'd love to see that kind of thing, like a Grant Morrison, Mark Miller thing. Like, they would do, they would make people use the invisibility in such a way that is devastating for 5 minutes. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, really exploring that.
So I'm definitely in for that one. I'm like,
they got my Netflix got my money already.
shouts to Netflix, or shouts to the movie and the director for having Church's Chicken up in the spot. I know they took the logo off, but I know Church's Chicken when I see it.
shouts to them for shooting in New Orleans in general. You know, that's the hometown for the homie. I like to see people shoot movies there. I mean, it's a booming industry now down there. You know, Issa's movie. Issa's movie Lovebirds was shot there.
Cool.
Yeah.
The most recent season of Queen of the South was down there.
Right.
It's a
big deal. Shooting movies is a big deal in New Orleans now. It's been... Ever since, it's about almost 20 years now, but like right after Katrina, they really started heavy moving, you know, shooting stuff down there. I got family members that work in like different areas of the industry down there. So it's been a thing.
Yeah. All right, word. And, you know, shouts to the Honey Butter Biscuits. You know what I'm saying? Always got love for them joints. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yo, Honey Butter Biscuits on point. Also, shouts to old girl where she was like, you need anything else? He was like, I'm fine. And she was like, you is be like, girl, don't play up in here.
Hey, that's some New Orleans stuff right there. Like, right.
Don't
there.
Play up in here.
you go in New Orleans and they think you're fine, they gonna let you know right there.
Jamie about to be like, don't play up in here.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, when you get off.
Right. What time you get off? Wazam.
But guys, on the real, check us out. Check out the trailer. I'm hyped to see it. We got some pretty good joints coming from Netflix. Netflix been on point. Even on the documentary side, they've been on point.
Oh, so, man. Course, there was one with AOC that I watched, Knocked the Door Down or something a while back, man. What? Like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, they
most recent the joint right I saw was Trial by Media. I watched that. I haven't watched Dirty Money yet, but I know that's right. Has two seasons now.
There's one about genetic engineering. Like, it's like guys who don't work in a lab or they don't have all the degrees and stuff, but they're genetically engineering at home. Like, there's one guy on the trailer. There's one dude. You got to look for it. There's one dude on there. He's growing an ear on his arm. Like, they're trying to make themselves better, but they're not doing it. They're doing it against regulations. It's crazy. It's a series. It's a doc series, but I want to check that one out. Gene splicing at home.
What I want them to do is to sit down.
I don't know, man.
You at home.
I don't know, man.
You will mess around and be dead.
I mean, the Hulk did it.
The Hulk had actual resources. He was in a real lab.
I mean, how are we gonna get?
He was a doctor. Are these people even doctors?
Some of them. How we gonna get superheroes if they don't test them on themselves at home, yo?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you got Lizard, you got Hulk, you got so many others.
Dr. Jekyll, man. Dr. Jekyll had to test on himself.
Yeah, I guess. Just seemed dangerous.
Oh, it's absolutely dangerous. You should not try it at home. But better them than me. I'm just saying I want them to make a breakthrough. You know, that's how we get the power pill, you see. That's how we get it. Yeah.
You put the pill, twist it, and then...
Right, right.
And then but
first,
you don't die.
First, a couple of them got to mess themselves.
Yeah. Oh, man. Guys, holler at us. We'll holler at you. Down in the comments. Right. Let's talk Project Power.
Right.
I'm super hype about it. I'm ready to watch that joint. I'm like, yo, where we got a little bit. We got Transformers coming.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Easton, man. Right.
Yeah, shouts to Brandon Easton. You know
what I'm saying?
Taught him everything he knows. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean. No,
right.
Schooled him. I was like, hold up. Write it like that. All right, word.
Wait. Put a period right there.
Right there.
Put a comma. Comma on there.
I think you want. Right there. There you go. So, before we get out of here, Jason, where can people find you?
Oh, man. So many places now. 133art.com is the hub. If you want to get some black indie comics in your life for your shop or your barbershop or your hair salon or your dollar store, bigdistro.com, bigdistro.com. Come see us. Where else can you see me? I have a third business I'm forgetting. Oh, yeah. 133 are printing for your printing comic.
Oh, yeah.
For your comic printing needs. Comic? Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Shout you can out. Find that at 133R too, though. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, ILM places. YouTube is the main hub. Hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit a thumbs down if you don't. But if you don't, I'm going to send Jamie Foxx after you.
And you ain't going to be happy. Feel. Straight up.
Yep. You ready to go? You ready to go? You sure? Yeah. All right. So, guys, thank you for watching. From us to you, we're just saying peace.
Peace.